Hello.
Hi, this is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Is this Robert?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Robert. I know you requested a call back next week. I just want to give you a call and introduce myself. Is next week still a better time to talk, or now do you have a few minutes?
Well, I got a few minutes now.
Okay. I saw that you're requesting information for both capital and equipment. Can you tell me a little bit about your business?
Yeah, I've got an excavation and demolition company. So digging new homes, tearing down homes, dirt work, stuff like that.
Okay. How long have you been in business?
I've had my own business since 88. What's that, 28 years?
Oh, wow. Okay, the same business.
No, I built houses for, I don't know, 15 years. I've always done construction. I've done construction since I was 10 years old, so I mean,
Oh, wow.
long
Yeah.
time.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, how about this particular business that you have established now?
Basically started it in 2001, as far as on the
Okay.
dirt side. I always did all my own dirt work when I was building houses, but I was in the service for 4 years, and that's what I did was heavy equipment and
Okay, I gotcha. All right, so is the name of your business Robert Foster?
now it's called Dirt Solutions.
Okay. Are you an LLC? Are you incorporated?
Just sole proprietor.
Sole proprietor? Okay, excellent.
Yep.
Okay, all right, and is this a home-based business or do you have an office location?
I have an office in my home, yeah.
Office in your home? Okay. And for your home, do you rent or own your home?
Own it.
Okay. And what's your monthly mortgage?
1800.
Okay. And so what exactly did you, as far as the equipment financing, what were you looking to bring on for your business?
Oh, there's a couple pieces of equipment I could get that would help. That letter you guys sent was like 250. I wouldn't look for that. I'd look maybe 100 or something, but again, just depends what your terms and what your rate and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course. A lot of that has to do with what the equipment actually is. So do you have some exact pieces on the wish list, kind of narrowed down?
Oh, I need to get a different, a new, another skid loader. I mean, they're like 50. Looking to get a new
Okay.
trailer, got a low boy and stuff. But
Okay. And the trailer is about 50 or?
it's about 30, and then there's some
30.
attachments I need to get. Again, I'd also do concrete breakout and stuff like that. So it's probably about 20 in attachments for skid loader.
Okay. And the skid loader, are you looking to buy it new or used?
Yeah.
All right, and then the trailer, are you buying that new or used?
Yeah, everything would be new.
Okay. Yeah, so as far as the equipment financing, you're talking about equipment that we love as far as collateral, so you're definitely going to get the best rates and terms, and it's really about customizing it to what specifically fits your needs as far as we offer 2 to 5 years. So if you come up with an ideal budget as far as what you want to pay every month, and then we can fit that into the term.
Again, if you did it on a 5-year, 100,000, what would that be?
Before interest, you're talking about almost $1,700 a month, and then plus a little interest. Obviously, we'll figure out the exact rate of a risk-based lender, and then we'd be able to give you an exact number as far as your monthly payment. How would you say your credit is?
I think my score is about 720. A good, damn good credit.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, so definitely, gets you the best rate and term out there. And Let me see here. And for the capital, what exactly did you want to use the capital for?
Again, mainly just if you need 100 for the equipment, that's really all I need. I mean,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, if you wanted any capital for, you know, materials or labor for any projects, we can always take care of that very easily. But, you know, if the main objective is for the skid loader and trailer, do you already have a vendor that you work with? Somebody you're talking to about this?
Yeah, I'd be Caterpillar on the equipment and the trailer. I've looked at a couple different ones, but, you know.
Okay. And as far as the equipment you have now, I mean, how do you normally finance it?
Well, again, I've got local lenders that can do whatever. So, I mean, again, that's why I'm just curious on what you guys have. So, you know, if it's not what I want, I'll just go through local stuff. But, you know, I've got, I think, 4 banks to work with here local. But
okay. Okay, and okay. So, what do you normally get as far as your rates?
It just varies. I mean, oh, they were down to it was 4 or 5 or something. I just have to go talk to them again and see. It's been a couple of years.
Okay. Yeah, that's right around where we start too. And so, I just want to make sure. You know, I wouldn't want to waste your time or my time if you know. We were much higher. If you're getting 2% from them and we're giving you 4.5%, right? That wouldn't make much sense.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah. So, but if we're in the same ballpark, you know, I think it might make sense to go with us as far as, you know, especially with this kind of equipment and, you know, even if it was used, you know, we can usually finance, you know, 100% of the equipment. And if you were bringing it in from somewhere further away, we could actually finance the freight charges as well. So were you looking to put money down, or would 100% financing help?
If it was 100%, that'd be good, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and well, I have your email here, and like I said, I know you weren't expecting to really talk till next week, so I'll go ahead and email you exactly what we need to get the approval, and I get the exact numbers for you and get you your rate. You're curious about the payment. Let's see here, and also it'll give you a few days, maybe get a better idea of the trailer you're looking to bring on, and we'll get a quote for that. Let's see here. Typically, we just have a 1-page application. Pretty similar to what you're used to. Since the first time we're working together, we're going to ask for just 3 months of bank statements, really just the first page, and just a tax return to verify the business, and that's it. And we'll be able to get you, once we get everything in about 24 hours, be able to get you the approval with the term and the rates and everything like that. Just a couple of questions about the business in general. How many employees do you have?
Typically, it's myself, but I bring on 2 to 3 when I have bigger jobs.
Okay, and what do you typically do each year in gross annual sales or revenues?
Oh, about 250.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, and are you tracking to do that this year, or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice. Okay. Excellent. Did you have any other questions for me, Robert?
No, just send me what you got, and I'll look at it and go from there.
Great. All right, well, it was nice talking to you, Robert, and we'll be in touch.
All right.
All right, Robert. Have a good one.